Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with the Drake Jason Justice on this Monday, March 20th, 2023. And now we have Todd Lebo in studio. What's up, Todd? How are you?
I'm doing great, fellas. What a week. What a weekend. That was wild stuff. Sucked. Wild. Wild.
Sucked.
Well, all right, let's do this. The first things first. I heard what you said when I was driving in about Missouri.
What did I say?
That you can be happy that Missouri had a great year and did engage you in the program and all of those things. But, man, that was disappointing. That was absolutely disappointing.
They got their ass kicked.
And the thing that's the worst part about it for me was after the game on Thursday, I mean, you know, Dennis Gates was kind of full of P and V, right? You can say vinegar. You know, y'all thought we were going to lose. You have more questions for us? You know,
right.
It was all that. And then all of a sudden you're supposed to go beat an Ivy League team and you get beat that way. That was a bit of a comeuppance, I guess, for him. Because he was had a lot of bravado up on that podium after their first win.
Overconfident?
By beating Utah State, by the way. I know they were
overconfident.
Underdogs. Overconfident, probably. And I think the interesting thing about tournament play is, you talk about this all the time, that you're always super prepared for the first game because you know who you're going to play for 4 or 5 days. The second game, it's all about, you know, your scout for those two teams you were going to play and getting ready to practice and play and be ready for them. And they didn't look as ready for them. I thought they were great against Utah State. They made them play left-handed, you know, made them go shoot twos instead of threes, and they stuck with the plan, and all those things worked. I don't know what they were trying to do on this one. So that was disappointing. But I do think Missouri basketball is headed in the right direction, and making the tournament, winning a game was a big deal. Making it to Saturday in the SEC championship was a big deal, too. Those were all great things, absolutely great things. And you know, it was just a real stinker on Saturday.
What if someone says, "Oh no, this the way they lost that game and who they lost it to that erases all the everything good that happened."
Not everything, but it does stink. Your last game is the one you think about, right?
Well, welcome to being in the NCAA.
That's
tournament.
What it is.
I mean,
that's,
that, you
I mean,
know.
People have devalued everything that Kansas has done by winning 15 straight whatever turn you know Big 12s and all that.
Yeah,
because they didn't win. They didn't go to the Final Four every year. You judge your year too much on the last game, and that's a shame. And normally I think that's not that big a deal. But when you have a chance to beat a 15 to go to the Sweet 16, you've been given a gift. And you need to be more competitive than that. I understand you could lose that game, but you don't want to get beat that
way. They got
way.
Hammered.
They got hammered. It was never a game. Start to finish. That's bad. But we'll see where they go from here.
How upset should a Kansas fan be about
Kansas
losing that
fan,
game?
I think there's some justification on the Kansas fan side. They lost a one-point game.
Yeah.
And their coach has not coached them for
10 days.
10 days, five games or whatever it is.
I'm still glad he didn't coach, by the way.
I am glad he didn't coach.
As a Kansas fan, I would take the loss. You know,
it probably wasn't good for him to sit and watch this in the hotel either.
No.
There was no real good situation for Bill
Self.
Yeah, but
being up and screaming at the refs after, like, could you imagine after that Kevin McCullough call? You know what I mean? He'd be out there screaming at the refs.
He should have been telling him that's the right call, good call, clapping him up.
Drove his shoulder right in the middle of his chest.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't make that call, Bill Self, on the bench.
I've heard people suggest that.
I'd suggest it right now.
Absolutely. He's worth.
I just heard a person suggest
you
that.
You heard when we were talking to Mitch
but I'm
Lightfoot.
Glad.
Mitch Lightfoot, you know, this number's too big. He's worth 10 or 12 points a game with the inbound. That's too much. But he's worth a point.
Yeah, I mean,
or
that's.
Two,
I mean,
or
Kansas wins close games
or,
all the time, right?
Four and a half.
All the time.
Yeah, 4.5.
Yeah.
They win.
Mitch Lightfoot didn't like Musselman taking his shirt off.
Oh, he didn't.
Well, I think that it's such an on brand tweet that he sent because it's. We as Kansas fans specialize in arrogance.
Sure.
You know? And so it's the, our coach doesn't
now
think
Now you say that.
Yeah.
You're the one that's, why do you say that?
I say we. I'm saying we. I'm a
why,
woman.
I'm arrogant.
Some other KU fans are like, what are you talking about, Nate? Why do you say that?
Well, if they're saying that, they need to probably take a better look in the mirror.
Okay.
Because arrogance is, you know, it's a well-placed arrogance. Kansas has been great. They win national titles multiple. You know, they've got all these wins and everything. And so we don't storm the court when we win, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there's no win big enough for us to storm mm-hmm. the court. And so we don't take our shirt off after a round of 32 win. That was kind of his point. And it's kind of what you're saying a little bit about Dennis Gates. Is like, okay, hey, man, you won a game against mm-hmm. Utah State. You maybe slow your roll a little bit because there's another game coming, you know. And that is so that's why it was a perfect tweet from Mitch, because it's a little arrogant, you know, like, hey, oh, yeah, well, we don't take our shirt off after a round of 32. That's no big deal to us. But I think it's great. Musselman gets his fans going, man. It's a big win for them. They beat the defending national champs.
He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
He had some issues in Nevada as well. They're yelling and screaming and stuff. Listen,
he's a fiery competitor.
They are what they are. Here's Arkansas fans. The disappointment. That team shouldn't be an 8 seed.
Well, they had injuries.
They did. Those things happen. But they won the game, and
I don't
they
feel
made
like
the plays it took to win the
yeah.
game. I thought he coached well in the game. He's obviously a good coach. He's coached in the NBA, for crying out loud. He's coached. He's done a lot of things, and he is probably at the level he should be at.
Well,
I'll say something a Kansas fan wouldn't say. They would think it, but they wouldn't say it. Mm. Like, I don't think Kansas would have Eric Musselman.
Wow. Why not?
Because he takes his shirt off. And does that. I don't think he fits what they are.
So to go back to the Kansas perspective on it, though, for me, look, I got
some buddies.
You don't
like my Kansas perspective right there?
No. Well, I don't know if that's true or not. I think if they really want is somebody's going
to
win a lot.
Let me tell you something right now. Let's say
they
Bill
like
Self's
to,
health.
They like to fancy themselves
Self's
as classy.
Health was trouble.
Yeah.
And like, it, you know, this thing was worse than we think it to be. And they had to hire a coach this offseason. Yeah. Would Eric Musselman be at the top of your list?
No.
Okay. That's my point.
That's a great question, man. I've thought about that because it's like, I think that there is also this idea that, oh, Kansas, you just hire the next great coach, because that's what they've done, like, for three coaches
in a row.
They've
only had four coaches in 50 years.
Yeah, and they've had eight, like, all time,
right? Their whole life.
So. But it's not – any school can make a bad hire. So I don't know, man. But just real quick to go back to the game, because I had some of my buddies that were – they were all upset. They're mad after the game. One of my buddies, like, texted me and said, you know – this was a clinic on how to lose a close basketball game, you know, and he all the different things he picked apart. For me, I guess, I think they missed Bill Self at the end of the game. I think they lost to a pretty damn good team. Like, I don't feel like, oh, how did you lose that game? Watching Arkansas play as they are currently constructed, like Steven said, I don't feel like they lost to an 8 seed. I feel like they lost to a team that's a lot better than that played pretty well. I don't think Kansas played great, but I don't think they played terrible. They got in some foul trouble. It was a close game. One thing that's another buddy of mine was he was all mad at Grady Dick because Grady Dick didn't have much of a game, wasn't much of a factor in the game really at all. And I do think, to me, that is a freshman out there. You know, like he's going to be a lot. This guy, all the hype and what a dominant player he is and everything, and he was a non-factor. Well, yes, because he's a freshman. And I do think the athleticism of Arkansas bothered him. He had a shot, I think a three-point shot blocked. He just didn't. Mm-hmm. But I think he'll get better and better and better. And he'll, you know, like,
if he comes back to school.
Well, I don't expect him to come back to school. I'm saying when he goes to the next level.
I think he would be one of the guys who would be well-served to come back to school, in my opinion. But listen, the
but
guys
he's
are going to go
be a lottery pick. You know, I mean,
I would be surprised if he is. Maybe he will be. Maybe he will be.
You would?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he's a lottery pick.
That seemed to be what everybody projects him as. But
listen, I'm no NBA expert. I've watched enough. I know this. If I had a lottery pick, I don't think that's the guy I'd pick.
We got an NBA expert coming in studio at 9:00. NBA scout Jared Sutton. Well, we're going to tell him what you said, and we'll see what he says about you.
I hope that you're right, and unlike my buddy Scott.
Who wants him gone?
Who wants him out of here? You know, never seen a freshman more overhyped in my life. Never done. I'm like, well,
NBADraft.net. NBADraft.net. 2023 mock draft. Number 2, Brandon Miller, Alabama. Number 4, Nick Smith, Arkansas. Number 5, Anthony Black, Arkansas. Number 6, Grady Dick, Kansas.
Number 6? Okay. Fine.
You sound like a damn fool.
I'll see if he gets pick number six.
Let me find
see if he gets
one.
Pick six.
Hey.
All right, so here's what I think about Kansas. Kansas this year won the league. They won a great league. This league doesn't look so great right now.
Let's stop there for a minute. Was it a great league?
I'm thinking it's not so great.
Or was
right
it
now.
Just evenly matched
it was very
and
evenly
super
matched.
Competitive?
It was. And I'll say this:
is
like,
your definition of a great league how great they are at the top or how great they are at the bottom?
Throughout, I guess that's the thing. But you know? all your precious data you love so much, your Ken Palms of the world,
he does.
He said this is the greatest league in 20 years?
I
whatever.
Don't think so.
So what do we got? Who's in the Sweet 16?
Texas, K State,
Tejas.
Is that it? Is it Baylor?
No. They got lost. Drummed by a freaking Big East team yesterday. And, you know, TCU battled hard last night, but they lost. But you got your one seed lost. You had a three seed lose. West Virginia lost their first game. Iowa State got beat bad. They scored 41 points in their game. So it's not looking great right now for this league. But I'll say this. Kansas team last year was obviously better than this team. And I think Kansas team last year would have won this league by four games, maybe, right? So I think Kansas maximized what they had, because if you look at this team, what was this team?
Jalen Wilson. I mean, they had some good parts. I think DeJuan Harris is a very good player.
Yeah, he's a fine college player, but he...
Kevin McCullough is a very good player, defensive player. But he's a defensive player, you know. Who can score you 10.
But they didn't have a big guy they could rely on. I mean, David McCormick was a great college player. Made
they
big
didn't,
plays
ha- they
for
didn't
him.
Have a bench. You know, that bench. Was the biggest thing to me. They didn't have a bench. Oh, yeah, like for me, like, I think that.
Jalen Wilson. I think Jalen Wilson, he came back and he was player of the year and all those things. But, like, who was their best player last year? Ochai?
Yeah, but he was not their only, like,
right.
I mean, they had NBA players. They had a lot of
them. Is Jalen Wilson better than Ochai? No.
As a college basketball player?
Is he better than Christian Brown?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he going to get picked in the NBA draft?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Where's he getting picked?
Not till the late first round, I believe. Will you tell me with the Mr. Mock draft over there? But I guess I look at it this way. How disappointed should you be? For me, I had Kansas losing to Connecticut in the next round.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Palms.
I'm looking through our brackets here. Didn't have a whole bunch of Kansas Final Four brackets.
Yeah.
I think people were interested.
Ken Palm had three teams in this region ranked above KU, right? Three. And so Kansas, I think if they have Bill Self, good chance they win that game against Arkansas and then lose to Connecticut.
And who knows if they could beat Connecticut.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, you know.
So, like, for me, it's like, is it – I'm not – obviously, you never want to see your team lose. And that's disappointing, especially in a close game. When they had a lead, they blew a lead and everything. But overall – out of all the painful losses in the memories as a KU fan, this one is not. I don't feel like going to hurt as bad as. It's also a lot easier when you're coming off a national title. And you know,
hey, this isn't one seed losing to Northern Iowa, right? It's not.
VCU.
It's not losing to VCU in the regional final. Yeah. It's not those things.
Yeah, did you hear that Arkansas staffer said though?
I saw that. Yes.
What did
if
you
you'd
see?
Like us to end Kansas season in another sport? Let us know. And that's a funny line. It's cute. I'd forgotten that Arkansas is who beat Kansas in that bowl.
This is what you want, Stephen. You want me to say this, and I'll say it. I'm going to be rooting my ass off for Connecticut next weekend. Like,
that's right.
I hope they kick the crap out of Arkansas. You
that's
know,
right.
Yeah. You know.
Your precious metrics say they will.
Well, good.
They're Arkansas does have a really amazing inflated –
ego.
Sense of self-worth about what they are
go
in all
on.
Of their programs.
Go on.
They love their baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Find me all those College World Series championships.
No, but I will tell you, the number two team in the nation, Tennessee, just got swept at Mizzou over the weekend.
Bang.
I talk about other sports.
Let's do it. They're, what's that, Arkansas, what's their big BCS or College
Clinton?
Football Playoff?
No.
They've been in that?
I don't think so.
Have they? How many SEC championship games have they played in? I think it's one.
I don't know.
In
maybe.
Football?
Yeah, in football, one or two. They love their baseball program. They haven't been. They've never won the College World Series. I don't think. You know, so They run track good down there.
Do they?
Yeah, they've won like...
What's wrong with that?
They've won like 50 national championships and 47 of them like indoor track. It's fine. Be great.
Indoor something. Track, does that even count indoor?
Sure it does.
Did you know...
Just ask them.
This is a funny stat to me. Since Mizzou went to the SEC, you know, they play this battle line rivalry
they
football game.
They call it the
game.
Battle Lines.
What do you think Arkansas's record is against Mizzou in football since they
made it the thing? They've probably only won a couple games. Two and how many have they played?
Nine.
I would go like 2-7, or 3-6. Missouri fired their coach.
2-7.
It's 2-7. Missouri fired their coach on the field.
And if you want to,
take their shirts off after both of those
if
wins?
You
roll, you've seen Bielman with his shirt
if you want to roll it back to the 08 Cotton Bowl, make it 2-8.
There you go. 2-8.
2-8.
2-8.
2-7.
Listen, Arkansas is fine. I know there's a lot of people who are listening to us right now whose kids go down there to Arkansas because it's a school that's close. It's fun. All those things.
Just know that Nate hates your kids.
He hates your children.
Oh, what? You guys are talking more trash on Arkansas than I am.
No, there's no trash.
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm reading facts.
I'm getting SEC ready. My boys are going up in that league.
Yeah, you're gonna be the odd man out when we have Arkansas.
You guys are gonna hate Arkansas.
Arkansas
way
is
than
the
me.
Only SEC team to beat Oklahoma in basketball this year. No, there you go.
I don't hate
Oklahoma.
Arkansas
went 3-1 in the SEC, and
well, it's because you win all the time.
There you go. So I had honestly forgotten that Arkansas is who KU played in that bowl.
What about their staffers wearing Liberty Bowl pullovers?
I understand free swag. It's the fourth day there, and that. Field, if you're down the bowl game.
Okay, here. This is a little bit of a cell phone. This is a little bit of a cell phone, but
cell phone.
If you are in the SEC and your big football brag is you beat Kansas in a bowl game,
there you go. In overtime,
that says a little something about where your football program is.
How many
is.
Overtimes was it?
Explain this to me. Explain this. Like, I'm sitting there. Watching this damn game.
Kansas to the bowl game.
With my friend Anthony. Mm-hmm. Me and Anthony are watching this game at his house. I got Selena with me. Julia, you want to go watch the Missouri Bass? No! Okay. Phil, I've got homework. Okay. Let's just go. Me and Sel. Let's go watch this. Mizzou, and I'll be honest, I'm going to tell you the truth about something. This makes me look like a complete moron.
Yes.
All right.
Go on.
Well, you like that. Why do you like that so much? Why do you want that from me?
I love it.
You want me to be a moron.
No, I don't.
Where was, if Mizzou had beaten Princeton, where was that game going to be?
Louisville?
Okay. Where do we have connections at?
Louisville?
Okay.
Were you already booking tickets?
No, I was already, and they're on spring break. All right. And I don't know where Flyboy was going to be, but I was going to make this happen.
You were going to go.
I told Seth, "Here's the deal, okay?" Because she's asked, "Where would they play?" I said, "They play Louisville. How long does it take to drive there?" It says 7 hours and 55 minutes, but Daddy could get there quicker.
That's Jason Anderson. He knows the exact time. He's driven there 1,000 times.
I said, "Here's the deal.
How long does it take to Drake?"
What would it take about 8 hours of windshield time, but you lose an hour, so it's actually 9 hours because of the time change.
I'll gain it somewhere else. And so I said, "Sell, here's the deal. If they win, I'll do what I can. We'll drive down there and we'll go see the game." Because they've never made the Sweet 16 in your lifetime. You love this. You love basketball more than any other sport. We'll go. Oh, really? Oh, I really hope they win.
Did she start Snapchatting her friends?
No, and then she's excited. We watch her, and then they're just getting. I keep looking over. I said, "I don't think we're going anywhere."
It looks like you got it.
We ain't going anywhere.
Ain't happening.
But so I felt terrible, right? That I even got her hopes up. But I had my hopes up too. Oh, road trip. We're gonna have a great time. Blah blah blah. Didn't happen. But what I want to ask you is this: how in the hell did this team, Princeton, lose to Hofstra? Navy.
Have you seen Hofstra's
Iona,
data?
Delaware. Brown. Lost twice to Yale. Dartmouth got them.
League games.
What? No!
And the Ivy League was Ken Palm's
How in God's
best.
Name? And then you watch them against Arizona. Like, they beat Arizona. And let me tell you, there was no fluke about them beating Missouri.
No,
that ain't one of those games where, you know what? If Mizzou could just play them 10 times, I think I don't know how many if they'd win because they got their asses kicked.
They did.
And Princeton's firing passes off, the no-look passes and layups and scoop shots.
There was a lot of easy shots in that game.
All kinds of stuff. I'm just laughing at over there.
Your emotions were
good. I just like
good.
The fact that you were enacting all of those things for me.
They were doing everything.
Don't hurt yourself.
There were times, and we were kind of, yeah, this is unbelievable. And so then there were times like Princeton's offense did whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah,
it was almost like they were like emptying the kitchen, saying, "Hey, let's try this,"
and it worked.
And it worked.
Okay, you guys mock me for quoting the KenPom. What? All seven of his top seven teams are still in. Every team outside of Princeton that's alive is in his top 32. Princeton 91.
That's the outlier.
Because everyone focuses and wants to say, oh, Mizzou played terrible. Mizzou laid down. And they did all those things. Terrible, right? But Princeton was outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
That looked, I mean, what, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess you could just have a weekend. You know, you can play well and get the shots are falling. They made 12 threes, right? I mean, you could sit there in an empty gym and miss three-pointers.
Yeah.
But they,
and Kobe Brown couldn't score for a while.
He couldn't score.
I just don't think they run...
That they did a good job of running their offense. Missouri looked out of sorts. Well,
what did they do a good job of?
Nothing.
In that game? Okay.
So and then K-State's going to be going home to New York. My buddy Alex Judd, we were all texting a group of us last night. I wonder how many K-State fans make their first ever trip to New York City. He's thinking about doing it.
New York City?
You got to go, right? If you're K-State.
Sure. Not only you get you a chance to go to Madison Square Garden,
yeah.
You go in there. It's laid out perfect.
Yeah,
this is laid out. K-State's going to the Final Four.
They got let's not get.
There's no upsets.
Not like K-State ever lost to Loyola Chicago and a bunch of kids from Blue Valley North.
Why do you have to be such
in the Elite Eight to go to the Final Four?
That was Bruce Weber. That wasn't Jerome Tate.
Why do you have to be such a naysayer?
I'm excited about this game. You know,
partying on people's parades.
Michigan State obviously beat Marquette yesterday. They're going to play Michigan State.
H to the Izzo.
So Michigan State, they have a New York City point guard as well. And Izzo, on this interview after the game, says, I told him we get to New York. He's got to buy me a slice of pizza with his NIL money. So their guy.
There you go.
So we're going to have some New York City point guard play.
Who are we sending
game.
To Houston to cover K-State in the Final Four?
I'm going in Jason Anderson. We're going to Radio Row. The Final Four are set regardless.
To cover K-State
in the Final Four because they're going.
Yeah. Who's going to beat them? Michigan State? No. Who's going to beat them?
Who else in that thing? Florida Atlantic?
Yeah. FAU? No.
Well, Tennessee's.
Tennessee's not going to beat them. Mizzou beat Tennessee twice. Ass. No. K-State is going to go to the Final Four.
Can absolutely go to the Final Four. But you got to win the two games. I mean, what were you thinking about Missouri going to the Sweet 16 on Friday?
Not much.
You weren't. I
told you that. And everyone kept, I go, leave me alone. They've advanced nowhere. I've been down this road. I'm not doing it.
Well, that's what my buddy Alex said when I told him, you know, you guys are going to the Final Four. He was like, oh, we found a way to lose Loyola Chicago. Who else did they lose to in the...
They lost to Butler.
Well, they lost to Butler. That was a good game.
Yeah, but still, Butler was a mid-major.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you come out of the biggest, the best league in the world.
The one that smarted was Loyola. That's smarts.
Because, I mean, seriously, I love those kids. They went to high school 2 miles from here, but they're not out there earning money in the NBA. Right now. You should go win that
But I'm
game.
Telling you, man, what an experience. Go watch K-State play in Madison Square Garden.
It's a super cheap trip. The hotels are cheap there and everything.
Everything he says
it's
is derogatory to bring other people down.
My buddy Rich in New York said that right now is actually a relatively
cheap time.
Affordable time to go to New York City.
Based on your astronomical financials, to talk to the common man here. Talk to the common man. What does that mean?
I mean, you could probably get
a room. It's only $1,000 a room.
Let's go to hotels.com right now.
You
could
probably
right
get
now.
A room that's not
it
a
only
flea bag.
It only costs $100 for someone to wash my feet when I walk
Thursday,
in there.
Saturday,
Thursday,
right?
Thursday, Saturday. You'll need a room on Thursday. In Thursday morning.
What's reasonable to you? Because reasonable to you may not be reasonable to
I bet you can get
me.
Not a fancy, but a decent hotel in Manhattan.
In Manhattan. We want to be on the island.
For... $200 a night.
Go to the hotels.com.
I don't believe that at all.
Take a break and check the stats on that one.
What kind of roach infested place you get
I've
to send somebody
I've stayed in New York for that.
Yeah.
It's not even a Motel 6. It's a Motel 5.
Yeah.
Here, I'm booking Wednesday night, check
it
out.
You need to be there Wednesday night.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. Fly game.
What's the flight? What's the flight out there? How much that costs?
That's a good question.
Oh, those are free.
Well, no, what are we,
they don't charge.
Like, what are we talking about? If you're a K-State fan, like, I want to go out
here. One kid?
You and someone, a trip for two. How much is this going to cost?
Buying an airline ticket right now.
You can get the Virgin Hotels of New York City for $256 a night right now.
Add me some charges on it.
$234 for the 50 Sonesta Select.
What's the address there?
I don't know, man.
168th Street.
Oh, now you're going to get picky, huh?
Well, I just want to be near.
That's right in the middle of Midtown.
That's why
50th Street. Come on,
Louisville would have been so attractive. I could have drove down there. We could have gotten the hookup. It was a
hookups anymore, do we, Drake?
I get hookups. I make these hookups
Drake's
happen.
Drake's lived there many times.
My point is,
he was in charge of changing the batteries in the smoke alarm.
That's reasonable. It's drivable. It's reasonable.
And you know what would be reasonable?
Princeton stole that from me.
The Millennium Downtown New York, $183 a night.
Really? There you go. How many you get? That's all 3 year nights.
No one's talking about the flight here.
You could probably fly there for.
And are you looking at how much it's going to cost for a Friday night?
That was per night.
It doesn't change in the weekend?
I don't know.
It goes up to about 300.
You know how we're going to have all these locals here in Kansas City, because we do have a regional here. We got all these locals. We got Houston. We got Texas. We're called those Big 12 schools next year. They're only 750 miles away. We have Miami. Make that drive. What's that, 1,500 miles?
Xavier.
And Xavier, that's 800 miles. That's further away than the Texas schools.
There's flights for under $200 one way out to New York on Southwest right now.
That is your dollar signs already up.
Flights back a little tougher on Sunday. A little tougher on Sunday. Well, $470.
So you got two people flying. You're $1,500 at least, $1,600.
How much is the game ticket?
When's the last time K-State made the Final Four?
Game ticket, food.
Right.
If you think they're going to win, just buy your tickets to Houston right now. That's cheaper.
Yeah,
go to the real show.
When was the last time you got to watch K-State play at Madison Square Garden?
I've been to Madison Square Garden for a basketball game.
I have, too.
You know who I saw?
Yeah.
I saw Memphis with Derrick Rose. We saw how their last game ended that year, playing against UConn with Ashim Tabit.
I stood in the tunnel. I was there covering a Kansas game. Kansas, UCLA, St. John's, and I can't remember who the fourth team was right now off the top of my head. Might have been Kentucky. Anyways, I stood there in the tunnel waiting for the game to end so I could do interviews, and I stood next to Jay-Z for about 5 minutes.
You getting Beyoncé's
way? He was pre-Beyoncé.
Pre-B?
He was pre-B.
I stood in Times Square.
I didn't say anything to him, though.
And I thought to myself, I can't wait to leave this place.
I know. I'm the same way.
I don't like Midtown. No way.
I can't wait to leave this city and go back to Kansas City. Back into this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We'll get back to basketball here in a minute as Lebo's grading all of the brackets in our bracket contest.
Marco, seriously.
Our office bracket contest.
Marco's bracket is one of the worst I've ever seen.
Does that surprise you?
But he's got...
Do you hear some of the picks he makes on the air?
His champions are alive, so he could still... I mean, there are a lot of people who lost their champions. It was a bit of a bloodletting on some of these things with your... Well, here's poor Stephanie. She won last year. She's lost her semifinals and champion in three of her final four. So that's not good. So she's going to... Marco could do better than her. It's not great. Not great. But Marco's picks are something.
Well, I mean, like, what's wrong? What's so bad?
He's the only person in the 20s on my scoring system.
I don't know what that means.
Well, the first place right now is 66, so Marco's not doing well.
Who's in first place?
Luke is. Luke has he's got a decent bracket. He had Florida Atlantic in the Sweet 16. That'll get you some points in this system. But he had Jayhawks in the Final Four, so.
That ain't happening.
No, that's not happening.
Okay. Not happening. I got a couple of questions for your comments, and then we'll move on back to basketball about the Chiefs. So, Laramie, I know still it was after the signing of Juwan Taylor, it was going to be a long shot for them to still trade for Laramie Tunsil. That's not going to happen now for sure because he signed an extension with the Texans, and then the Texans traded Brandon Cooks, another wide receiver target. They traded him for a fifth and a sixth to the Dallas Cowboys. and now he has been traded four times, which is a record in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Another wide receiver that at least I was interested in, Adam Thielen, signs a three-year deal with Carolina. He got way more money than I thought he would, so I'm not mad about that at all. That was too much money for the Chiefs to commit to him. But one signing that they did make that I thought went under the radar, and I was very impressed with this because every time, at least the last couple of years or so, when the Chiefs would play the Chargers, this guy would make plays. I would actually curse him because I got tired of him. But I like the signing of linebacker Drew Tranquil. Mm-hmm. 1 year, $3 million. They can maximize to $5 million. He has a unique skill set, a good coverage linebacker who has shown the ability to get after the quarterback. He last year played a career-high 978 snaps, which was 93% of the defensive snaps, had 144 tackles, 10 tackles for loss, and 5 sacks.
Nice year.
And they got young guy. They got that for 1 year that could be up to $5 million. I don't know. Has he ever stood out to you when he played with the Chargers? I like that signing a lot.
Yeah, that's a fine signing. And, you know, they just need a little more depth over there on that side of the ball. I mean, it's not going to turn the heads the way pass catchers would for Chiefs fans at this point right now. But, you know, they had some losses on this defense, and so you just need some more bodies to fill in different positions. Now, it maybe didn't have an exact need at exactly where he might play all the time, but I think he's got some flexibility. So if he
coverage
gets
back,
the passer,
like,
you know, you need bodies. And I think they liked all of their young defensive backs last year. So losing Juan Thornhill isn't the end of the world.
They replace him. They signed former Bucks safety Mike Edwards.
Right.
He had 82 tackles and a couple of picks last year.
And Brian Cook will have a year under his belt. And, you know, Justin Reed is still here because he's on a three-year deal. It's pretty much he's going to be here for 3 years.
But that's a one-year, $3 million deal that could be $5 million. Those are a couple of nice veteran additions to the defensive.
But what people want is who's going to catch the ball, right? Because Juju's gone. So that hasn't happened yet.
Well, and all these different targets, like I said, they're not happening right now. So I read to you this, and I just you know, say what I know. Nate's against it now
because Ken Palm is
on Sunday morning's Sports Center. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler said teams that are in the mix to sign Odell Beckham Jr., the Kansas City Chiefs, and now the New England Patriots. And he said, I'm trying to find out the team that offered him $4 million on a one-year deal. I haven't found that team yet. I don't know if that exists or not. We'll see. But teams know he's worth more than $4 million. Right now, we're sort of in that bargain bin phase of free agency. He's a little different, an accomplished guy that will command top dollar. He wants to play with a competent, good quarterback who can get him over the top and contend for another Super Bowl. So there's several teams involved. You have the Bills, the Cowboys, the Giants. You met with them in December and could revisit that. There's a feeling around the league that the Chiefs will add in some capacity at wide receiver. Whether it's you try to trade for DeAndre Hopkins or you go for Beckham.
I don't want either one of those guys on the
Chiefs. Well, Jeremy Fowler says they
would. I know, and my understanding when you hear people talking that Patrick Mahomes wants one of those guys on the team. If he wants it, then that's fine.
Can I look at me? He does.
Then if he wants it, then I guess maybe I do. But I don't think the Chiefs need either one of those personalities on their team.
Jeremy Fowler says that there's talk around the league. Nate Buchanan, what's your reaction to Jeremy Fowler's report? You going to naysay that like Lebo did?
No, I think the Chiefs do kind of need to add a wide receiver. You know, I think that losing Juju Smith-Schuster and Mecole Hardman, I am not...
Mecole is not signing anywhere.
Right?
Who am I to question Veach? Right? I am a fool to question Veach, but I'm going to question Veach here. If he really is expecting Kadarius Toney to be wide receiver one for the Chiefs this year, I don't trust that. I haven't seen him. What I've seen is flashes of brilliance from him, but only flashes. I haven't seen any of those sparks take hold and really fully catch fire. Like, he hasn't stayed healthy in his NFL career, and I have not seen him like even go play like a full great game for the Chiefs. I've seen him have great moments in games.
Listen, the Chiefs, so, as the wide receiver position in the last 10 years, have had one star.
Tyreek Hill.
That's it. Yeah. The rest of them have just been, but you know, they gave Sammy Watkins a lot of money. He was okay. He helped him win the Super Bowl, yeah, but it was disappointing.
But you know what? Juju Smith-Schuster.
Juju was fine. The point is this. They just won the Super Bowl last year without a star.
But they had Juju Smith-Schuster. You know? I mean, like, they had somebody that played game in and game out.
Well, except for the parts when he was hurt.
Yeah, but I mean, he played a lot more than...
Don't you think they could use a veteran receiver?
I think they could use a veteran.
Sure, absolutely.
And the Mahomes thing, I do think that...
I just don't like the everything that goes along with Odell Beckham Jr.
What about DeAndre Hopkins then?
I'm not a super big fan of his either.
Odell Beckham Jr. did win a Super Bowl.
He did.
So he didn't keep one team from winning a Super Bowl.
He also
was on.
Destroyed a couple of teams.
Or was part of it. Look... I do think that, like, when you deal with wide receivers, a lot of times you're going to deal with big egos, and I'm not the biggest fan, but I also do think that if he's going to play with Patrick Mahomes,
maybe you get in line. Maybe
I think that Patrick Mahomes has a pretty impressive ability to get some big egos.
He does
to want to be a part of it.
I want to know what you have against DeAndre Hopkins.
If you're letting me choose between those two, I'd take DeAndre Hopkins.
But what don't you like about him?
Well, he was suspended for part of the year last year.
For what?
Trying to enhance himself.
And trying to win. Okay.
That's
trying
one
to
way
win.
To put it.
What else?
How old is he now?
He's 32. Something.
32-ish.
Yeah, I don't know, 32-ish.
He's something like. But Odell Beckham Jr. is not a kid either.
Right.
You know, these are not. Yeah, you know, but I don't think they need some 27-year-old. $100 million contract guy.
Right. He's only 30. DeAndre Hopkins is only 30. He's getting 31 this offseason.
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, it's good. I would take Hopkins.
OBJ's 30 as well.
Yeah. 30 with how many surgeries on his knees?
They both have had some injuries.
So in 9 games, he had 64 catches and 717 yards. I mean, you're looking on pace there of... over 100 catches and over 1,000 yards.
I feel like Hopkins would put up some massive numbers under Mahomes.
I think he could.
What would you give? Make an offer.
Is he a free agent or they got to trade for him?
Trade for him. You got to trade for him.
And then you got to sign him, or is he just going to come over and play?
Well, I don't know.
That's a complicated deal. It's easier just to sign.
I bet he'd come over here and play. Just, you know. So here's the deal. The Brandon Cooks trade did not help his value because the Cowboys gave up a fifth this year and a sixth next year for Brandon. Like, I want
that deal. What
did the
Cardinals give up for him? They gave up a first-round draft pick and
something?
Matter.
Remember, that trade was kind of goofy. That wasn't
it was weird.
We thought Houston didn't get enough in that.
Well, Hopkins has 2 years left on his deal.
Right.
He's make... Let's see.
These are the expensive years. Probably.
$30 million cap hit this year, $26 million cap hit next year.
So if you trade for him, you have to sign him and make it palatable.
Yeah, because I don't want him counting $30 million against the cap.
I don't know. Who's going to be available at the 31st pick of the draft? Find me that guy.
Well, they got to get a pass rusher, too, still. And maybe a tackle.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. There's lots to... I've said this for a couple weeks. Whatever you think right now at 7:45 in the morning, you may think something different in 2 hours because it's constantly rolling. 3 years ago, the Chiefs had $170 in the cap, under the cap, and they somehow signed Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes in that offseason. So these things are fluid and they can change a lot. So don't freak out if they don't have someone who's going to fill Juju Smith's Schuster's spot right now, because they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. But I think it's great that everyone's already seen counting out the Chiefs. You know, they let Orlando Brown leave.
Mm-hmm.
They're not protecting Patrick Mahomes.
Nate went to the WBC.
I know he did. That looked like fun,
dude. It was awesome. It was. I wish more baseball was like that. It was just a party the whole day. There were a ton, obviously a ton of Venezuela fans there. I mean, in Miami, they're just like. the entire Caribbean is represented in Miami. So I would say it was over 50% Venezuela fans, but there are a lot of USA fans there too. Mm-hmm. And everybody was partying and just going nuts the whole time. I got to see Salvi had a game-tying base hit in the game for Venezuela, and he was pumping up the crowd and everything, and I had mixed emotions because I'm like, oh, he just tied it up for Venezuela, but it's Salvi. Look at Salvi. And I was telling everybody around me, like, hey, this guy right here, he's clutch. He'll probably get a big hit right here, and he did. Got to see Bobby Witt Jr. score the game-tying run. He came in as a pinch runner,
right?
Pinch runner. But that... The USA was down by two runs.
And hit in the grand slam.
Trey Turner hit a grand slam.
That was a moment.
Dude, it was one of the coolest sports moments I've seen in person. Like, I don't know where it ranks, but it was so cool. And it was an awesome event. It was a lot of fun. I'm 100% for the WBC. Now, I will say this. Altuve got hit. What was his injury, Stephen? I know you retweeted
it. In the wrist.
Yeah.
He's out for a couple months.
Yeah.
And then Nolan Arenado got hit in the hand last night, too. I don't know. And then Edwin Diaz hurt himself celebrating.
Yeah.
So
he's gone for the year.
But, you know, like, that part, it's like, you know, they play baseball at spring training, too.
Oh, the big people guys, get hurt at spring training?
Guys get hit by pitches at spring training. Guys jump up and down, and sometimes an injury happens. So I don't like all that. Yo, you should be doing this. It's great for the game of baseball, what they're doing down there.
We'll be back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati now joined by Gary Lezak. Hello, Gary.
Good morning. How's your bracket?
Lebo says it's not bad. I still have three of my four Final Four picks. Marquette failed me yesterday, but I have the other three. So I'm doing okay. How about you?
Bad, worst I've ever done.
Now, you picked all the number one seeds. Did I told you not to?
Well, guess what? You were right.
Yep.
Okay. if Houston plays like San Diego State in the championship game, I probably have a chance. So that's going to be what I root for. Not good. It's X'd out all over the place. So how are you doing?
It was a long weekend. We had a lot of fun. Went to Planet Comic Con, watched some basketball, did a little this, did a little that. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. I think in the KU game, there was one big lazy mistake. I mean, that changed the whole game. I think they were leading 61-57. They couldn't cross the half-court line in less than 10 seconds at that critical moment, and there was no pressure. It was just walking across the line at 10 to 11 seconds, 10-second violation. Ball went back over to Arkansas, and over. That was crazy. So watch out. That's what happened to KU, but K-State's still in it. How about that? Weather-wise today, we're looking at a really great day, Stephen. It's going to warm up to 60. Does that sound good?
That sounds wonderful.
Thank you. 62. 62 today, and a chance of rain tonight. But go enjoy today. Spring is about to begin. Goodbye,
winter. Right.
Spring into action, Gary.
That's it. That's spring into action.
Thank
Have a good
you.
Day.
That's Gary Lezak with a wonderful forecast. We'll be back after this on WHB.